For about a year now, and all things considered, we've been asking what music is on your mind, what you've been downloading, what spins your CD player. We call the feature simply, What Are You Listening To? It's a way that you can tell the rest of us about music that we might not otherwise discover. And this weekend, we are beginning our second year by asking three of our favorite guests to come back and tell us what they're listening to now. We'll start with David DelValle, a construction worker from Taunton, Massachusetts. We first spoke to David in June, and he gave us some summer selections, the Ramones, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and also traditional Portuguese party music. He's back in the studios of WBUR in Boston. And David, what song did you bring us this time?
I brought I'll Be Around by Howlin' Wolf, some traditional Chicago party music.
Howlin' Wolf.
Absolutely.
Now, that's a name that's familiar to me, but for people that aren't familiar with Howlin' Wolf, describe who he is.
He was the meanest and the loudest of the Chicago blues musicians starting in the early 50s.
Well, I'll be around, just see you, baby. Well, I'll be around.
Talk to me about the way that this music was recorded. It almost sounds distorted.
Yeah, that's why I like it so much. It just sounds like four guys are sitting in a room, really kicking out the jams with one microphone hanging in the middle of the room. That's what I like about it so much. It's not too slick. It just sounds like the band playing the song. And I love the fact that it's distorted. That guitar could like cut down trees. It sounds like he was trying to.
Last time we spoke, we were talking about what you described as summer songs. Is this winter music?
Oh, no, this is on heavy rotation from January to December.
And last time we spoke, you told us that there was some difficulty with playing your music at the construction site.
Yeah, that hasn't changed, unfortunately. I hum them all day long, though.
You're humming Howlin' Wolf?
Absolutely.
Anybody telling you to shut up?
Yeah, well, a guttural hum doesn't sound too good, you know?
You want to give us your Howlin' Wolf imitation?
That's about all I can do.
That pretty much does the job, though.
Yeah,
you get
exactly,
a sense.
Exactly.
You get a sense. Is your work changing now that it's wintertime? I mean, you're working outside, right?
Yeah, now we're bundled up and we all look like roly-poly bundled up snowmen.
What have you been building?
Oh, geez, it's kind of winding down now. We're just, picking up the pieces of the big dig right now. Waiting for spring. Waiting for all those big, juicy contracts to open up.
Well, David DelValle, thanks for talking with us, and I hope you enjoy your music while you're waiting for spring.
Thank you very much.
Now we're joined by Gita Jackson of Middletown, Connecticut, who told us what she was listening to back in August. Gita was a 13-year-old who was not looking forward to going back to school, and her music of choice was AFI, The Faint, and The Pillows. Gita is now 14 years old. She has successfully made it into 8th grade, and she has some more music for us. Hi, Gita.
Hi.
What are you listening to now?
Cursive.
There's an album here. I've actually got the CD in my hands here called The Ugly Organ.
Yeah, that album is so amazing. I love it.
So what's the name of the song we're going to hear from Cursive?
A Gentleman Caller.
But in the morning, on the sober dawn of Sunday, you're not sure what you have done. Who told you love was fleeting? Sometimes men can be so misleading to take what they need from you. Whatever you need to make you feel like you've been the one behind the wheel. The sunrise is just over that hill, though the worst is over.
It's about this girl, and her boyfriend is cheating on her, and she knows, and she gets really frustrated, so she goes and cheats on him. And then she realizes her mistake, and that's that part of the song.
Do a lot of these songs tell stories?
A lot of Cursive songs tell stories. They seem to be interested in telling people's experiences and their emotions.
I also heard, I think it might have been a cello there in the Ugly Organ.
Yeah, they just with this last EP that they released, Burst in Bloom, they added a cello player, Greta Cohn. She's really good. It's really hard to play cello that fast. So,
you know, when you came on this program over the summer, you said you weren't looking forward to going back to school.
Oh, actually, I got in trouble for saying that I wasn't looking forward to going back to school. I got in trouble, and they wouldn't tell anyone that I was on NPR, because they might hear me bad-mouthing the school, even though I didn't name any names.
You said that your fellow students were
zombie slaves.
I was afraid to repeat the words again and get you in trouble, but you just went right ahead. Thank you so much.
I might as well, you know.
Freedom of expression and all that.
Yeah. I mean, they've already frustrated me, so I might as well frustrate them some more.
And this is your last year in middle school?
Yeah, next year's Middletown High. And I might be going to the Greater Hartford Academy of the Arts, if I can get in.
Maybe there aren't as many zombie slaves over there, I don't know.
I would hope so.
You might actually keep running into them all your life, but it's a question of how you deal with them, I think.
Fun.
Well, Geeta Jackson, thanks very much for sharing your music with us. It's really been fun talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Next, we're talking to Chris Harbaugh, who last spoke to us in May. He was a postal carrier at that time, and he brought us music from Bob Dylan, The Clash, and Ginger Saul. Now he's back. He's changed careers. He's a stay-at-home dad for a little while in Fairfax, Virginia, and he's got more music for us. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Steve.
And what are you listening to now?
Well, I brought with me Living with Ghosts, an album by Patty Griffin. The song we're going to listen to, Sweet Lorraine, is kind of a folky, but a powerful folky song.
Her father would tear out like a page of a Bible, then he'd burn down the house to announce his arrival. Her mother was working and never was home. Lorraine carved out a little life of her own.
There's a story that's being told in this song, right?
Right. It's kind of a woman, young girl from the country growing up in a non-supportive family environment who tries to kind of leave her past behind and start out new on her own terms.
It's a story of somebody trying to grow up, trying to become an adult.
Yeah, but it sounds as that her environment may not be as supportive as some, so she's got a harder road to hoe.
Just a few words, really, in a song, and you've got a whole family deconstructed.
Right, it's a short story and a 2.5-minute folk song, and the interesting thing about this is that her first album was supposed to be kind of a produced, elaborate affair, and they actually went into the studio and recorded these songs with a band and strings, and by the time they finished up, both the label and the artist decided that they weren't happy with what they'd produced, and they wanted to go back and just release her album of demos that she created to get her contract, and that's what this is.
Just make it simple.
Make it simple.
Make it real.
I think the lack of instruments allows her to really, she has to put the song across with her emotions, and it lets the lyrics really kind of shine.
Well, Chris Harbaugh, thanks for bringing this cheerful song for the holidays by for us. Really appreciate that.
Thank you, Steve.
You can find the whole What Are You Listening To series at our website, npr.org. It's produced by Susan Stone. I'm Steve Inskeep, and that's All Things Considered from NPR News.